where I'm like, yeah, why would you like ask another person to be different than they are? Don't do that.
That's the basis of most relationships.
That's the basis of most romantic
relationships. Can you just stop being yourself? Right? Could you just be how I would like you to be? Please, yeah. Because this is getting tiring.
And this has been a makeover. This has not been a relationship. Yes,
welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Hey You Know It.
Yeah, welcome to 2014. We're in the Hey You Know It studio today with Marcy Currier, our resident intuitive. If you don't know who she is, you haven't been listening to the show.
Yeah. Marcy Currier, tarot card reader, intuitive.
Yeah.
Helps us out with a lot of things.
Yep.
Yeah, and deck designer. 2014 is going to be the year of
tarot
card deck. Oh, awesome.
Is this the frog tarot?
Yes.
Now, I thought you had already designed it, because I feel like I've seen pictures of it.
I have had to finish all of the 78 drawings, so I recently had to.
That's a lot. I think I saw like four, and I was like, she's doing it.
So you're designing your own tarot card deck, you have to design all the drawings.
Yep, and then do and execute all the drawings.
But that's very complicated, because you have to represent all of the different
thankfully,
symbols, right?
I recently had the most cliche thing of all. I had an epiphany during yoga.
Okay.
In which I was like, I know what I'm going
to
do.
That's
now.
Never happened to me.
And
I have taken, maybe because I'm doing Bikram.
Maybe.
I'm
that
like,
guy.
Because my eyes are stinging. Like the sweat.
Yeah.
And the room smells
allowed.
Like feet. Yeah, there's no epiphany.
He's in a lot of lawsuits right now, Bikram.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised.
He was one of those guys that would be like, come to my room and brush my hair and you'll become enlightened.
Yeah.
Whoa.
People were doing it,
though. People were doing it. And then he'd be like, and now we will have sex.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Too.
This
wow.
is, it should not have been shocking because the images that I've seen of him, because I go to Bikram Studios.
He looks and, like someone else brushes his hair.
Yeah. Well, first of all, he's got a lot of hair. It's well brushed. But he's wearing like a Speedo and like cowboy boots.
Yeah.
What?
And like a life-size poster of him. So are you surprised that he wants you to have sex with him after brushing his hair in his private lounge? He's like one of the richest people on earth.
And here's the thing I don't understand. Like, I do feel for anyone that has had the experience of being victimized or whatever. But
sure.
If I'm going to yoga and the teacher says, come to my hotel room alone and brush my hair. Like, the answer is no.
Yeah, in any discipline. If you want to be an actor and the director says,
well, you
come back
be a
and brush
psychologist
my hair.
And
come back and brush my hair.
If you're anywhere and anyone other than your child is like, come brush my hair.
Unless it's unless you're in a dating situation. Yeah. I think that's weird.
It is weird.
Would you let someone brush your hair?
No.
That's what I'm saying. If they're not a hairdresser.
That was weird.
Like, there's only one reason why you would ask someone to brush your hair.
Imagine that. Someone just starts brushing
your
hair.
That's going to be my new pickup. I've been single for a long time now. And that's going to be my
life. We should whip out a brush.
And I'll just be like,
you see this?
Come brush my hair. That's it.
Guess what?
Guys, these are the changes for 2014 to the MetaMarcy business structure. It's going to include hairbrushing.
This and the Bikram guy, he was really, really rich, and he was going around suing anyone that was warming up a room during yoga.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
If
really?
You were anyone who was saying that they were doing hot yoga, he was like, no, you're not.
I invented
heat,
that.
Heat is my thing.
But you can't patent yoga moves because they've been around forever.
He just put them in a sequence. Wasn't that
yes,
wasn't
but
that
it's
correct?
Not even his sequence is not so dramatically different from everybody else's sequences, I find. Like, I like it, don't get me wrong, but now that it doesn't have to be just him, maybe it's going to be cheaper.
Well, you know what, Bikram sounds like a nightmare to me.
For a lot of people, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, it's going to be super hot.
Yeah, super hot, it's going to be uncomfortable.
And it's going to be very, very funky.
Yeah.
You have to quickly get used to other people's situations. Where it comes to pores and sweat.
Mm-hmm. I did do you guys remember last year I did the 30-day yoga challenge?
It
was 40 days, and it was whatever I could get to. I had to go to a class, though.
Yes.
It wasn't like, just do it. It was, Marcy, you will get your ass to a class.
And you went to every day for 40 days?
There were 2 days that we had snow days that I, like, literally
did you just double up?
I did at home.
Okay.
And I didn't double up any days, but I did, I did a lot of home yoga.
I did a 30-day Bikram challenge, and you have to, it's not 30-day every day, but it has to be 30 times in 30 days. And it always ends in the last week where I'm like, didn't I just see you? Were you doing like two classes a day? One day I did two classes, and I'm telling you, that was as close as I've gotten to an epiphany ever. Like it was, and people clap when you're done. It's like, and I realized that's why I did it, for the clap. Aww. Like it wasn't for enlightenment at all. It was for applause.
I think that's valid.
You guys are missing out. The best yoga is Raquel Welch's 15 minutes of yoga.
Are you kidding? Is it a video? Because I like
video.
It already.
It's a video. It's from the 80s.
How's the hair?
And her hair is fabulous. And
is she wearing a belt?
She's wearing belts. It's 80s workout wear. And she,
I love 80s workout
wear. It's the best.
With the high, the wedgie.
High cut, yeah.
Thong. Mm-hmm. And you wear the like multicolored tights underneath.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And she does 15 minutes. And so you're supposed to do just 15 minutes. And for each segment, she has a different outfit on. So if you want to do
I like it.
And she's like, and she's very
is this on
sensual.
YouTube?
Of course it's central. Like, it's Raquel Welch.
It felt good. And now I gotta unbrush my hair.
Is she actually doing yoga,
yeah,
though? Okay.
Because
I can just imagine her just coming by with like a Mai Tai. No. Just posing a little bit.
Basically.
I want to bring back for 2014, I want 80s. Like, they brought back a lot of 80s stuff, but where's the fucking fitness wear? That was
the shit.
Headbands, leg warmers. That you were wearing tights, and then over your tights you were wearing like a bathing suit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's my favorite outfit.
I was one of the last ones at the gym to give up that look too. I remember the day showing up for a class, and I noticed everyone else had like pants on.
It was like the last pirate.
I was the only one with my leotard over my tights. I was like,
was it high cut as well?
Ooh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Was there a belt involved?
The belts are the best. Yeah, I like that you have this like little obsession with belts.
It's the belt because it makes no sense, and it's like a very thin belt too. That you're like, okay,
I'm just gonna belt
because you're putting on like now at the gym it's very like everyone dresses like an athlete.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
you know, it's like shorts and a tank top. But back then it was like this was your outfit. For going to the gym.
And it was
so
college.
Here, fun fact, that all started with, what's her name from, she was in Greece, yes, Olivia
Newton-John.
And they made that, like, an aerobic video because they were afraid that it was too sexual and would, like, mar her image. So they, like, intentionally, her people, her handlers, were like, no, you have to do that, like, we're going to change this up.
As an aerobic video?
So her Let's Get Physical was really, like, a very sexual song.
Oh, what?
And they made it a fitness song?
And they made it fitness because she's too...
I still thought it was very sexual. I just thought they were like, let's have sex in the gym.
Right, but the video was, like, a way to kind of, round it out.
Can I bring it back to teen steam? Gotta let it out.
Teen what?
Do you remember, there was a video with Alyssa Milano doing aerobics.
Oh, wow.
For teens.
Oh, wow.
And it's like...
That's inappropriate.
It's so inappropriate, and it's hilarious. Because there's, like, literally, there's, like, teen steam. And there's, like, steam blowing around. There's guys and girls, too. It's just very 80s and very...
Oh, these
very
are two things I need to look up.
Yeah. But belts are featured.
So you're into them.
Yeah, so I'm into it.
This is a thought. This is kind of back to something we said earlier. Do you guys remember the, I'm glad you liked it?
Yes, we keep saying it. We're glad you liked it.
I feel like 2014 could be that, that feels good.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it was from one of our advice
on advice.
Yeah, where if you get compliments, right, you don't know what to say.
You're not supposed to say thank you. You're supposed to say, I'm glad you liked it.
I'm glad you liked it.
Like, the dinner was great.
Thank you, Katie. I'm glad you liked it.
No, not even the thank you.
Just I'm
glad you liked it.
Remember her husband was, like, abusive.
Yeah.
And it was like, you don't say thank you.
And controlling.
Don't take credit for that.
Enough.
It's about me.
And then you take swimming lessons.
So then that was last year. So
this year's that feels good.
That feels good.
I like it.
It could be a new catchphrase. I mean, this is just the intuitive talking.
I feel like a shock DJ is gonna like sample it and put it in after this thing. All right. So 2014.
Yeah. All right.
We have
back
you here.
To the deck. Back. Now, tell me why. Tell us all why.
You can tell me.
Why do you want to design your own deck, and what are the benefits for anyone who wants to go ahead and get your deck?
Well, this is the funny. The idea of like me wanting to is always like a dicey scenario because there are so many things in my life where I don't always feel like I just do what I want. I feel very much like I'm compelled or driven by something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds crazy. But it feels very true to me. So the frogs are these little characters. You can look it up at, if you go to, what is it? Metamarcy.frog, no, www.frogtarot.tumblr.com. You can look up these images. It's also on Facebook. If you look up, just Google the Mystical Frog Tarot, you can find them. But the frogs are these little characters that I've seen since I was young. Like, fifth grade, sixth grade, I was drawing these little frogs. And, in high school, I had a pen pal, and I would always decorate her envelope with these frogs.
Oh, my pen pal.
These frogs have been around forever.
Okay.
And so I had this, I was working on a larger deck, a more fine art deck that I have since put aside. And these were like my side project. I was doing the frog tarot as like a, throwaway thing to kind of give myself a break from this bigger tarot. And so, I was working on it. And then in 2010, I had moved away from all of my family, away from all of my friends, to a place where I didn't like to live and didn't have any money. And a good friend of mine said, you're complaining a lot and you're miserable.
I'm about to hit somebody with that later on today.
And, complaining a lot and you're miserable. And he was like, what if you, he's like, the one thing you really got going for you is this tarot deck that you've been working on. Send it into a publisher and see what happens. Like, just, I'm not going to talk to you again.
So you were just kind of working on it and working on it.
It was a side project. It was fun. It was not, was not meant to like. Although I did have a number of psychic people tell me that it would be my first deck and that it would be successful. So that's helpful.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So I got a contract in 2010 to make this into a whole deck. And I've been working on it ever since. And then I got really stuck. And that's where the epiphany in yoga comes in. So I did 10 drawings in one day, which is a lot for me. And I'm not an artist. I mean, I am an artist. But I feel like real artists can sit down and draw stuff.
You're talking about someone who can draw or paint.
People who aren't me. Because I can't. I have to, like, what happens for me is I have to be in the right space at the right time, and I move out of the way, and the picture will draw itself, and I go, oh, well, that's great. And I have no idea how it, like, happened. Do you know what I mean? That's what this. But 2014 is the year that it will be complete. I've been working on it since 2008.
So the total you have to do is 78?
78.
Okay.
And they all, I've done some all the way to the point of like final draft. But if you think it's sketch, because I have to really go, what does this card look like?
What medium are you using?
I'm using colored pencil.
Okay.
But I do a pencil sketch first. First I do like a pencil doodle, like that doesn't look like anything good would ever come out of it. And then I have to really, I block it out and I have to really fine tune what goes where and how does it look. Because all of that is really hard for me. It's not
Are you easy. Using like some themes throughout? Because in the tarot decks that you brought into us, there's some similarities in like how the cards are made up.
The mystical frogs have a point of view, which is that they don't experience the attachments of the world that we do. So where we might get angry or upset about something, easier for them. But where we might get angry or upset, they would not understand that. They don't have that thing. They live free from attachment. So they're awakened. And so the big kind of, if there's a theme, it's what happens in the tarot when you don't have attachment. So a lot of the heavier cards that you see aren't so heavy because the frogs don't care about this.
I was going to say, what's on the Fool reverse? Is it a frog reversed?
Well, the Fool is, it's a frog diving off of a cliff.
That's cute.
The frogs are a little more gung-ho than humans.
Okay.
So where you might, in the traditional image, see the Fool kind of at the edge of the cliff and not gone yet, the frog is
already into it.
And then in the Major Arcana, I'm still piecing it all together, but they are at a carnival. The frogs are at a carnival.
That sounds cool.
And all of the... Yeah. It's really fun.
And not scary like some of the cards we've seen.
I know.
when you pull them, you're like, wait a minute.
There's a skull on this one.
Yeah, that guy's got goat feet.
I'm going out of my way to make every image palatable. And without watering it down or making it nice. Like, I don't have any interest in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I feel like there's nothing in the world to be afraid of. Like, we can choose to be afraid of whatever we want to, but if we actually pay attention, there's nothing to really fear. And I want to convey that in the deck.
So when you're going to be finishing that up in 2014, and where can people buy it?
Well, it's going to be published by U.S. Games, which is...
Awesome! Wow. They do everything. Yeah. Fantastic.
That's awesome. So they can buy it in other countries, even.
That's awesome.
International distribution is in my contract. So, that's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
That's very, very
And cool. then, just word to the people out there, if you want a
word to their mothers as well.
And their mothers. word to you and your mother.
Yes.
And your sister and your brother. Yeah. And your sister and your friend.
Yes.
Anyway. If you want the Mystical Frog Tarot to come traveling through your area, mm-hmm. get in touch with me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be putting together a book tour probably for next summer.
Wow. So you're going to... Because with the tarot decks that I've had before, I've just bought a deck, and sometimes you can buy a book. So this is going to be accompanied by some
instructions. This will probably start out just as a book with a, or as a deck with a little white book. Mm-hmm. That it's like very standard to come with all decks. And then...
Oh, that's what it's called, the little white book. That's the guide that comes with it and explains what each card means.
Yes. Yeah. It's a little, universe. And it really is. I mean, it's a little white book.
Mm-hmm. Like fold out.
And it's called an LWB. Like if you're in the tarot world, that's what, like if someone that's says, cool. like, you know, I'm referring to the LWB and they're referring to the little white book.
Oh, that's neat? That's really neat. No, I was going to say that.
I love
that
those little things. Yes.
No one's going to know though.
I know.
But maybe one person will be like, she knows.
Yeah, well, that's how you can vet people and figure out if they're in the club. Okay. They know what an LWB is.
There's not a secret in the handshake as well.
I'm
going to make one up.
I can't talk about
I know, that's right. Obviously, you can't tell me.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
I think a mug would be a great thing. I think a tote bag. Obviously.
Yeah.
And I really want to make a doll. A little frog tarot doll.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little, I got freaked out when she said doll, though, because of all of our doll stories. I know your doll will be creepy.
Because we've been doing our Tales from the Campfire segment.
Yeah.
We're talking about these dolls that are
Robert the doll. Robert the doll. There's like Annabelle.
So
all these
we're
things.
Like, really, when you say dolls,
that's really creepy.
Don't give it realized. Don't give it like realistic.
No, it's going to be a little, it's going to probably be made out of felt.
Oh, that sounds non-threatening.
Yeah.
No, I guess, okay. Let's call it a stuffed animal.
Yes.
A plush animal.
A plush animal.
Yeah. That's a soft toy.
Now
a
soft I feel better.
Toy. Yeah,
a
soft toy.
I'm really scared for a second. Now I feel better.
Because I'm imagining it's just going to move around and then I'm going to get freaked out. That's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you've got this other thing here. You have this 30-day program that you started. You kicked it off January 2nd.
Basically, on like Christmas, I was like, you know, could do something in January.
Yeah.
So, man. That's the worst.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was this, like, once I had the idea, there was no way I could
you
put
can't
that
go
idea
back.
Away. Like, I was like, I have to just
I'm horrified
do this.
Just thinking about it, because when you think of something and you have, like, a deadline that's coming up really soon.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, I could do this. And
I got 5 days.
And it was similar to, like, a lot of times when I get ideas, they'll come in a whole, boom, like, the whole package is right there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, this is how you'll do it. This is what you're going to do. This is how it's all going to work. And
can we have some ideas like that?
Just, I think from you? You,
where it's like fully formed.
Well, actually, that is what I help people with.
Okay.
I realized yesterday that the thing that I help people with the most is where their genius and their service come together. So what is the thing that you are really good at that can help others if you were to do it? So, for instance, you know, I'm helping a person produce a play, I'm helping a person put together a beauty blog. And so it doesn't have to be like a traditional idea of service or a traditional idea of like helping.
Yeah.
But the idea of like when we put our creative stuff into the world with the intent of either getting someone to think or offering someone, you know, the girl that I'm working with on the beauty blog, she's a stylist. So she does fashion advice and then she's like, you know, loves beauty products
mm-hmm.
and has used a lot of them. So she's always posting on Facebook about them. And that's where the blog idea came from.
Okay.
And then she really likes setting people up with each other, like has a matchmaking service.
Oh, wow.
And so
like
for
dating?
Yeah. So it was like,
that's interesting.
Like get someone fly and like hook
them and send
them
out.
Clothes and then send them off on a great date with someone awesome.
She's like a fairy godmother, it sounds like.
Really?
I like that.
Isn't it funny how people are so multifaceted and then it's like these different things you don't think should go together
and
actually
do.
When they're only one person.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So,
I'd like to do a dating service myself.
That was a neat thing that I realized. Like, oh, it is. It's a combination of genius and service.
Yeah.
That I like.
So she was already posting stuff on Facebook.
Oh, is this on Facebook?
And then everyone's into it. And it's like, why not do a blog?
Here's exactly what happened. She posted her thing on Facebook, like, for, you know, the umpteenth time. And someone was like, why aren't you doing a beauty blog? And then that little conversation started. And as I saw that, my, like, thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And my brain kind of exploded. And I was like, that she has to. And it comes in as like this imperative, like this must happen. Not like, oh, that's a good idea or I wonder how that would be, but like, yes. And it basically gets at this really like strong intensity. And then when I see that, I usually just will message the people and say, do you want help?
Like, yeah, we haven't gotten any messages about that yet.
No.
Well, you're already doing it.
Yeah, right. We're on Facebook all the time.
You're already doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. This is where our genius and our service intersect right here.
We're talking about your 30 days. 30 days.
Okay, so the 30 days came, you know, so I got very short notice on this.
And then, I'm saying if it was a Christmas and then you have to get it together by the first.
The idea of the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Yeah, what
kind of was the seed that got planted here. And so rather than like setting resolutions that we bail on halfway through, which...
Those are the ones I do.
No, one of my client, Alicia, told me 8% of people follow through on their resolutions.
Yeah, that's what I read as well when I was doing some 8% research on this. Most people fail on the first day.
Yeah.
And then, like, right out the gate.
Just like, forget it. And then what usually happens is we go like, nah, I suck.
Yeah.
And then we just stop.
I didn't do it on the first day.
And then we don't want to think about it anymore, so we just stop trying.
Well, next year.
Right.
It's like the gym. Packed this week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Packed.
For like a month and a half max, and then it just drops.
That's when you see people pull a hammy.
Everybody in those industries knows, too. Like, they know it's going to be really busy for a little while.
The trainers and friends of mine who are trainers, they get really frustrated because they're excited. They're getting new clients. It's like, that motherfucker didn't show up again.
Yeah. Because you just have to know. And I think there's a little bit of that in my industry as well, where, like,
people
are like, I'm going to, like, do this.
But making it first steps means that you can't screw it up.
Right. Every single step is one step. And it's not, you're going to keep seeing as we go along, but they're not cumulative. It's not progressive. It's not.
I like
this
already.
And they are 5 minutes or less.
Right.
With the option to turn it into an all-day affair, with the option to turn it into a creative, you know, art project, whatever you want.
Yeah, it's like, for example, like, can I just give away one of them?
Yeah, you can share any of them.
Okay. The thing is, like, and then something about me, the way that I, whenever something new, when I read something new, sometimes I'm like, I get really pessimistic. Like, what? I have to do what? Like, this, the first step is build an altar. And I was like, an altar? What is going on with this altar?
You think about, like, 2x4s are involved.
Yeah, and then so what you meant by this altar was a representation of earth, fire, water, and air, which are the four elements. And I was like, well, okay. And then, so you have to find something around your home that represents each of these things. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Wine. A candle.
See, you're doing it.
Yeah, basically.
Some dust.
And so I started pulling things, and I'm like, wait a minute, no. I can't use that because it was a gift. Someone gave it to me. I want things I acquired on my own. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I started getting into it and really pulling out things that meant something to me that I got on my own that had a happy memory associated with them. So it was like I got really into the whole thing. So going from, like, the negative to the positive, right. I was like, oh, okay.
So the penis can opener didn't make it on there. I gave you.
Do you think
it's made of wood.
Take you longer than 5 minutes to do your altar?
No, it didn't.
Five or ten minutes, really.
Well, because I put one together really quick, and I was like, I don't like this altar because it's somebody else's altar, somebody else's stuff.
That's the secret.
I'm like, and then I got psyched, and I got into it.
That's the secret. I'm tricking everyone, all the stuff.
Do you see what she's doing, people?
It's tricking us. And then you have other things to do, like a journal exercise. You know, about a memory or experience or association you have with each of the elements. So you can write if you feel like writing and taking it further.
But if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Dance it out? I hate doing
journals.
You can dance.
There's another one you can dance. You can make up characters. So that you give all these different options. And then there's like a doodle prompt, too. So you can draw a picture if you want. These are all options. Once you do the main assignment, the 5-minute thing, you can do those.
That sounds like fun.
And my favorite is taking it to the streets, where it's like, make this. I was loopy the first day I saw it.
It's 70s to me. Yeah, it's like it's the beginning of a musical number.
It does tap into strange decades, because the other thing I send is
strange, like
it
the
does.
70s.
I send soundtrack suggestions. Mm-hmm. Right. So every day is sort of, so taking it to the streets, let me back up. Taking it to the streets is you can take this 5-minute thing and make it your whole day and affect other people with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the altar one was make little altars wherever you go and find, like, make little groupings of the four elements anywhere you are. So if we were to do it in the studio right now, we've got water there. We could count the microphone as fire since it's electric.
Oh, I like that.
You know, there's air in here.
And then there's nuts
and there's
from
nuts
the earth.
And this candy bar.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yes. Sure. Why not?
Or money. You know, there's a my wallet.
I was going to say, that's all my altar. It's just a five. Just a five spot.
Wait, I have to say this.
Under glass, actually.
I made a $5 Bill Murray.
Yeah, right. I saw that.
It's so easy to make Abraham Lincoln into Bill Murray. Basically, Bill Murray has a fatter jaw. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis is a fold.
And a slightly, like, higher
I didn't know that you had made that.
I did that.
Yeah. I thought that was like a thing. No. Well, it is now, people.
Well, it was a thing online. Like, I saw it, and then I was like, I'm doing this. All
right.
And I'm going to do it to all of my $5 bills because it is so funny.
Why not?
How awesome would that be?
I mean, I like Abraham Lincoln and I like Bill Murray. I love Abraham Lincoln.
I
like
money, too. Yes, I also like money. I live in a really small town, so, like, injecting $5 Bill Murrays into the local economy would be hilarious.
I'm going to ask for a Murray next time. Instead of a five.
Yeah.
I have two Murrays for this tent.
That Abraham Lincoln should be on a higher value bill because he just rocks so hard.
Adrian thought it was weird that he got two. My son. My son this morning was like, why did Abraham Lincoln, why has he got two? And I was like, he doesn't have two.
Because he's
like,
for the people.
He's on the penny and he's on
he's
the
for
five.
The people, yeah.
Yeah, he's for the people.
And he's money, that's why.
Yeah. Everybody gets to see him. Not everybody's going to see the higher denomination.
And George Washington's on a one. We used to make, at Sarah Lawrence, we had a president of the college, her name was Alice Ilchman. She looked just like George Washington.
Oh,
and someone actually made a bill one time, like an art thing, just put her on it.
Oh, that's
and it
awesome.
Looked the same. I mean, she had a slightly more hair on top.
That's amazing.
And she didn't have wooden teeth.
Okay, so if so one of the take it to the streets for that one was, make an altar wherever you go. That's how we got onto this Bill Murray thing.
Okay.
And the dollar bill thing. Or another one, like today was give thanks, and it was like, say thank you and mean it to whoever you get
that's
it.
That's a tall order.
And mean it. Look them in the eye.
Yeah, the mean it part is
that's right.
I like how it's a little...
That's a mammoth exercise.
I like that it's a little like creepy.
Not
that's
a
that's kind of confrontational, that thank you. I don't even like he was playing it out right now. Yeah.
It's a little much.
No, I'm sorry, Meisner. I was saying
that.
But even though mammoth has his own
if it were Meisner, I'd have to repeat it back. Thank you. Until
thank
I got very...
Thank you.
Until I got creepy and one of us started crying about how our mom didn't love us.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a Meisner class.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad you like it.
This feels good.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite exercise. But every day there's that, like you can incorporate it to your whole day.
Mm-hmm.
We listed, there's a journal entry suggestion, a soundtrack suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at the end you'll get a whole soundtrack. Because, you know, we're doing, you're going to have 30 songs to like, put together.
This
for
is awesome.
The exercises. There's a movement exercise or some sort of creative play.
Okay.
There's an arts and crafts exercise. Where you can make a collage or build something.
Man, I haven't made a collage in 20 years. Those used to be awesome.
So it's really it's great sounds because you don't have to do them all. And
I'm doing the collage.
More
don't
than
take
a day,
that from me.
You know,
don't take it away from
but
me.
But yeah, that's the thing. You can do these things if you feel you have the time or if you're motivated or something. You know. Inspired.
And what's fun is my mom's in it. My mom's in the email.
Oh,
and,
I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, no, that's our reaction. Like, get her out of.
Yeah, no, it's great. She's great. And I'm realizing how much she has planted all of the seeds for the things that I'm doing. So the other day when the exercise was to breathe.
I did that with my timer on my phone.
Oh, so you're doing this as well?
Yeah, I'm doing it. You look better.
Already.
But one of the segments
don't be
is,
too positive though
is
we got a
note
podcast.
To self where you write yourself a little note and you stick it up somewhere to like, give yourself a daily reminder. And
Wait for it.
Okay.
In the breathe one. There was
I stuck the breathe on my altar. I'm like, all right. You know, because I'm really resistant to a lot of this stuff. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I am.
It's good. I totally like that. Am. That's exactly what I want. What I want is for people to just do what they're told.
That's
very hard
to do.
Exactly.
And it's not like she's asking you to do anything crazy. Take it to the streets. You could do that.
I could take it to the streets.
I could
breathe on a piece of paper and stick it on my
I have to say, though, I've had to do an exercise like that before where the person was like, okay, write this down on a post-it, put it up. And I was like, And I was like, I'm writing it down. She's like, no, you're not. I'm like, you're right. No, I'm not. It was just a very simple thing. It was like, relax throughout the day. But I was like, I'm not fucking writing this down. I'm not relaxing. Fuck you and your fucking, your little 5-minute exercise. Screw you. I'm going to write screw you on my paper and look at that.
I like that too. I love that. That's what I like about it being an email thing is I don't have to deal with any of that.
But you didn't even, I didn't even say anything. It was just the pause. She was like, okay, I need you to write this down. I'm like, not going to write that down.
I love that.
Not going to write it down. Yeah, I paid for this. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, and I'm like, okay, I'm interested in it. And
that's why you made that crappy altar first. Like, just threw some stuff on a bench.
I did.
And then come back later. Like,
I'm like, no. You know. So what about this now? This is the 30-day thing. What about the 12
weeks? So the 12-week program.
12 weeks is intense.
It's not the same as the 30-day. Yeah. So it's not the daily email, do something every day. It is for people who are, one, know that they want to do something and for whatever reason have not been able to do it. So I want to do this project. I want to start this thing. I want to quit my job and I want to move, whatever. You know, it could even be I want to be more available to a partnership. But it's all of the individual work that someone has to do to get to another place.
Okay.
Or I don't know what the hell is happening. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I want.
That probably is a very popular option.
It is a very popular option. Yes. That's really what made me think of doing it was that so many people kind of being in that. And right now, I'm seeing a lot of people who are in that space more.
Well, a lot of things have changed in the past decade. Yeah, you know, the economy.
We've all grown up with beliefs that, you know, especially in our age group, we grew up like, oh, if you study and you get a job, you're going to stay in the same company.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get a pension. All that is gone.
And I would go so far to say as that, like, on a cosmic level, people are waking up to something. Like, people, you know, 48-year-old woman yesterday who was like, my life has just been kind of, you know, it's been fine. And then something drastic happened 2 years ago, and I just don't know who I am, and I need to figure that out. And that's a very common theme that I'm having lately, where people are going, I just realized that I have no idea who I am. Which I think is like one piece. Yeah. And then and I want to figure it out is a separate thing. And to have both of those things come together at the same time can be really intense.
Yeah.
So I'm helping, you know, I like to help people in that space. Because it's so fun to be like, well, what do you like? What do you want to do? What can you do?
Yeah, well, people, in my experience, as being me, if some people ask me what I want to do, I always give them the negative of what I don't want to do. And I don't know if you have to find that with a lot of people, too. Yep. It's like, what do you want to do? It's like, I don't want to work where I'm working now, and I don't want to be living where I'm living now. That's not really, you know, that's not an answer to the question. It's like, I don't want to be doing this
relationships today. When you ask someone what they want out of a relationship, they're like,
not him.
Not these. I don't want these losers. I don't want someone who's mean. I don't want someone like this.
Who does?
Yeah. And
I'm looking for a mean-ass loser.
I think it really comes from we're afraid to ask, to say what we want because it puts us into a state of vulnerability. To say,
but like, no one's really asking what you want. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when people, how are you? It's like, please, let me just, I just was saying that. Yeah, I gotta move on.
This is just our,
Although I usually am, and like, actually asking if I have a contract with myself that I don't just float banalities out there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true. You've never said, hey, how's it going?
Unless I'm like, how are you doing? Yeah. Like, I usually...
I don't either, though, because I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no,
I
say it. I say
you
it.
You say it?
I always, because I need to get...
To check
to
in.
To say hello.
Yeah.
No.
And then that's how I say it.
Yeah, I have a pretty strict...
I'm making contact. How are you?
You give
how
me the
you?
Eye?
Yes. Because I'm saying, here we are.
She's very aggressive with her eye contact. Like, eye contact. You're going to get it.
That's one of the steps, Katie. You're going to do great on that stuff.
Okay, yeah. I can't wait.
Look down to the right.
I have really strict rules for myself on how I communicate with others that have to do with like being.
Well, you have to also because
I would go crazy if I didn't as well.
Because you have such a deep like intuitive thing going on. Like you can't just be.
You can't be flip with it.
No. And every time I am, it backfires. Like if I try, if I'm like, oh, today I'm lightening up. Forget it.
I'm digging in deep. I usually don't do New Year's resolutions. I don't know if you guys did any, but I decided this year, one, my only New Year's resolution is I'm not giving out any love advice to anybody.
I will do advice on advice,
but I'm not giving out relationship advice because usually if you're asking me, mm-hmm. should I break up with this guy? You're telling me you want to break up with this guy and I don't have time to argue with about this shit. So just moving on. So there's no advice. Don't ask.
So you're not going to be you're not going to let someone else make you their mirror.
Because it's like I have a lot of friends are asking about love advice. I'm like, what do I know? First of all.
Send them to me.
I'm married. Right?
I do a couple sessions, which are really fun.
Man, that must be something.
It's so fun. Because what happens a lot anyone that's in a relationship knows this, is that one person is saying something, the other person is hearing something entirely different,
mm-hmm.
and then responding to the thing they think they heard. And so they say something back, and then the first person is not only hearing something different, but doesn't know.
So it's like telephone with two people.
It is crazy. People are crazy. And then...
people, did you hear that? You heard it here first.
And most of the time, they don't...
Bitches be tripping, people.
Most of the time, they don't know... They don't realize what there was. We're all like in our own normal that we've like created.
abnormal. Yeah.
But it's all, you know, we all have like the temperature around us that we have established is
cold.
Norm.
Yeah.
So people don't realize like what they're doing that is like whacked out or challenging for other people. Mm-hmm. And but my, so what I'll do is I'll say, okay, here's what you just said, and I'll repeat back to the person that I'm working with. And then I'll say, and I'll like translate it into the language of the other person.
Male or female.
Yeah. He said this. What he means is da 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 da. Do you understand that? And then the person will go, oh.
Oh my God, what a nightmare.
I love it. I eat it up. It's so fun. Because the feeling of people kind of going, oh, and everybody relaxes, and then they look at each other and they're like, I'm sorry, I didn't. Oh,
but then don't you, aren't you like, this is how they communicate all the time?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm single. What do I know? I've been single for years. Yeah. And like all of my other, like
I'm saying I've been married for years. What do I know? That's my thing with the love advice. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The stakes are different.
Yeah.
When you're single or if you're in a, you know, in a stable relationship and you've been in it for a long time, your opinions for other things become very close because you're like, I don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And also my construct for relationships is so vastly different from the norm where I'm like, yeah, why would you like ask another person to be different than they are? Don't do that.
That's the basis of most relationships.
That's the basis of most romantic.
Like, can you just stop being yourself?
Right?
Could you just be how I would like you to be? Please, because this is getting tiring.
And this has been a makeover. Yeah. This has not been a relationship.
This has been, I've been working on
you. And then usually, like, we so just want to be loved that we're like, yeah, I'll do that. I'll make that concession. I'll do that. And that's crazy. And so I don't try to, like, fit what I think into the paradigm of average relationship, but I can help people communicate.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm also not afraid to say, hey, have you thought about like staying together, but seeing other people too? Mm-hmm. Or have you thought about
controversial?
Like, yeah. And
well,
and
people are doing that anyway, but just not talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
My husband and I, we keep meeting people that are, because it's now polyamory, mm-hmm. is very popular, right. And we're like, what is this, the 70s? Like, what is going on?
Oh, the polyamorous is when you're, like, there's one couple and then someone else is added in, right?
But well, that person is when...
That's what they're saying, but you can do anything,
but
right?
Number three, no, the third person can also be in other things. But
I've been in these scenarios, so I am, and I'm not like... Okay, one thing is that a lot of people identify, like, polyamorous is... In a similar way to like I'm gay, straight, or bisexual, like polyamorous,
and we see
or,
how well that works out
not.
For everybody.
Yeah. It's a
for definitions.
It's a natural inclination. Yeah. Like I am this way, or I'm a monogamous person.
Yeah, for the time being.
Well, no, like
or for
the,
in general.
Yeah, the idea is that some of us are built to be monogamous, and some of us are built to be polyamorous, and there's a spectrum.
Just like, say side note for the polyamorous, because I know there is a huge cartel of them that are always like being activists about it.
Yeah.
We're cool with whatever you're doing. Yeah, let me just say that.
No,
I'm in the club.
I'm in the club. Yeah. Like I'm happy.
Do you
with
know
this.
What I'm talking about?
Totally.
There's like these activists who I'm like, okay.
Yes, I do. So this is my, I have limited experience with this, but very, like, direct experience with this, again.
Nice. or on cue.
it's all about the decision to be honest and...
this is what people are not doing, though.
It should not be about the decision to have as much sex with as many strangers as possible. Like, that I think is the distortion of polyamory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using air quotes around that because that's not what polyamory is. That's not what it's about.
That's what I'm saying. That's what people are saying.
Right.
People are doing that. They're just...
They're saying they're polyamorous.
They're saying they're polyamorous.
They're just,
really, they're just going buck wild.
Yeah.
Right.
And this, it's not really that because it's all, there's a lot of rules. That's what I felt like. And lot of talking about feelings, which is another reason that it didn't really...
Sounds very boring.
It got old real fast. But because there's a lot of like, well, when this happened and I felt like this and then I want to do that and how do you feel about this? And it's a
See,
little...
See, that's the non-70s part about that. That's the not fun part.
But it's also really amazing to realize that you can communicate that openly with another person and that they're not going to be bothered. So when you say, I feel really attracted to this other person... Really, like the job of your partner is to go, wow, tell me about that because they're not limiting you to being monogamous when you're not.
Okay,
I don't know if polyamorous people, please email us.
You know they will, too, because I've heard some fierce debate. It's like the bisexual thing.
Yeah.
You know, like there's some activists out there, and it's like you have to understand that people are using the term bisexual and polyamorous for a lot of different things.
Right. And then you're talking about people, when people are in a relationship, monogamous, and they're cheating.
Yes, yeah, sometimes they say polyamorous. They say polyamorous.
And it's like, and no, it's you're not. Because what they're doing, I think, is... They no longer want to be in the relationship with the other person, and they're doing this to make them angry at them, so it's easier to split up.
Yeah.
That's not polyamory. It's always easier to get rid of somebody when you're mad at them.
But then if they get busted, it's like, oh, no, I'm polyamorous.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But I think, true polyamory starts with great communication from the beginning and throughout the entire time that you're
here. Yeah, and then people don't get all pissed off.
And the really nice thing about it is that your relationships can continue. It gets easier to have a very fluid relationship so that just because we're not sleeping together anymore doesn't mean we don't love each other. Mm. Or just because we don't love each other doesn't mean we're not sleeping together. Like, you can kind of
make
it.
Yeah, man, good luck. And why I keep getting married.
I've had amazing, amazing, very successful experiences with these kind of, you know,
but it sounds like the people you're talking about are actually having discussions about it and not just like run it wild.
Like in Trapped
in the Closet.
Yeah. Like Trapped in the Closet.
Have you seen Trapped in the Closet?
Yes, I have. I've seen Trapped in the Closet.
I can't wait for it to come back.
Yeah, watch that with your 13-year-old son, and that's when you have lived.
That is a major, that's a black event. It's like Roots.
Yeah. It was, they did a showing of it at Comic-Con.
Trapped in the Closet?
Mm-hmm. It was on again.
I caught it on IFC, and I was watching this, and I'm like, what? It went on for like 3 hours.
Yeah, it's forever. Because we watched it all on YouTube, because it was just like, this was like way when it first came out a couple years
ago. Well, I'd heard about it, and I saw one, and I'm like, this brother's still doing this 2 hours later?
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting in my house with Adrian, and he's, you know,
of course he's seen it.
Well, he's like, watch this. And that's what I love about our relationship, is the like, hey, watch this. And it's usually something totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
But then like we kept clicking, he's like, there's more. There's another one.
Oh, and
then,
we didn't know that there was a giant.
Yeah, so we just kept like finding more and more.
The thing is, it's a shame watch. Like, mm-hmm. You know, we should get together when they hunker down with some white wine and just watch 3 hours of Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah.
Because it's so, by the middle of it, there's like moments when you're like, you're falling asleep and then you're up. And then things start to happen and you're like, no, look.
He's got the hammer. I forget what happens in the whole thing. But
there's like a little person under the kitchen sink is my favorite. That's my favorite.
But he also,
I forget the whole thing.
I like it that R. Kelly will sing what is quote unquote like a hillbilly woman's voice. Mm-hmm. Like there's a hillbilly woman character. Oh, yeah. Like we're not gonna leave white people out of Trapped in the Closet.
No, it's so good.
It's for everybody. Trapped in the Closet. Did not expect to be talking about that today.
I love Trapped in the Closet. So your programs. What else do you got?
Okay. So
are you performing?
I don't have any performances coming up, but I need to. I miss it so bad.
You got to do it.
I do. You know, I'm open because I have. I was running that open mic that I don't have anymore. So. Yeah. I am teaching in the Hudson Valley. I'm teaching a performance basics class.
Oh, cool.
How to use the real basic. How to get up on stage, develop your persona, use the microphone.
Using the mic is very important. People laugh at that, but I've seen people die up there with a mic.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you hit yourself in the mouth.
Yeah. It breaks the mic stands if people don't know how to raise and lower the mic stand. It's also really awkward if, like, the mic, you know, just, it throws off your whole performance if you don't have the mic
I've seen people hit themselves in the teeth on many an occasion. So, like, with a mic.
And then just people who, like, are too scared of the mic. This happens a lot at the open mic where they'll be too afraid of the mic. So they'll just, I'll just yell. And they, like, it's like, no, don't just yell your act.
Why is that?
Like, or they're taking it. This is what I do. I put it really close and then far away. Like, can you hear me?
Oh, you give us a special echo effect. Why would just yelling, if you're afraid to perform, wouldn't yelling be the most terrifying
thing? It's really weird. You'd think that,
I don't need
it's
this.
There
have been just people who refuse to use the mic and they want to just talk and it doesn't, you can't hear them. It's frustrating. And then there will be sort of the metaphysical element of, okay, getting to know where your energy field is. How does your energy affect the audience? How does the audience affect you? How to change that dynamic? All that stuff.
We get angry, they get angry.
Yeah.
You get heckled.
Yeah. Like, and how, like, you, how to, like, pull it back in, how to work with, like, problem people.
This is like the nuts and bolts. Yeah, this is like the mechanics of it.
Well, it came out of attending the open mic and seeing some really, really, really good performers.
I love open mics.
The open mic that my partner Darian and I used to do, it's called Tasty Tunes. It's at Taste Buds Cafe.
Anything can happen. New York.
It was so fun, so awesome. Yes, anything can happen.
Right.
Whoa.
I love it. That's what I like.
Ours is a family friendly mic, so we almost thought about getting a hook because we were like, whoa, we're like, how do you make them stop?
And you just
my technique is the like, okay,
clap them off.
That's my technique.
Yeah.
But just seeing some great, great performers who would be stellar if they had
if they just had the technique. The
mic. Yeah. Yeah. And if they felt a little bit more confident or knew what they wanted to project to the audience, or knew how to like deal with like, okay, you're just about to perform and someone has gotten up to eat. Don't play your first chord like at that moment. Just wait a second. And knowing that it's okay and really
getting a sense of things and being aware. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun. That's cool. 2.5 hours. God, I think it's in like a week. Time is going by so fast. I don't
know. Gosh, you have many things going on.
I've been really busy.
So you still have your packages though for these sessions. We're talking about the sessions.
So today, today is the day. Well, okay. when is this coming out?
I don't know.
Whenever this comes out.
Okay.
Soon? On that day, if anyone hears this and they say, I want to buy...
Anybody out there.
Yes, hear
us. If anyone's listening at all.
And they want a package. I want to buy your old rate package.
Okay. She has my packages.
My old rate packages go off sale today. Like, today's the last day that anyone can see me for $95 an hour.
Okay.
My new rate is $150, so it's...
You hear that, people?
Wow.
So getting the $95 rate is a big deal. And I'm selling them in packages of 3, 5, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say, I'm from Hey You Know It, and I want the late bird deal.
There's
the early bird deal, and this is the late bird deal. Yeah. Just say, you know, say that to me, and I'll make that available to you.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks!
I'm seriously not giving anyone advice, unless it's advice on advice this year. I'm done.
Yeah. I like that. I think advice on advice is better than
regular advice.
What if I say I want feedback, Jaquetta?
That's a feedback. That's different. It's not advice.
But I can't imagine you being like, Jaquetta, what should I do?
You never have asked me what to do ever.
No, I go to Jaquetta and I complain about something, and her answer is, they're assholes.
That's true.
Because that's what I want to hear.
They are assholes.
That there are assholes.
Yeah.
We all need that friend.
That's it.